This is John Batchelor. Conversation with Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs, about apocalyptic thinking in the 20th and 21st century by men who are understood as authoritarians, dictators, and their apocalyptic thinking includes what is a dream for them, a vision for them, of transforming everything, taking over everything, sometimes understood as globalism. What opposes this, what resists this, is nationalism. The three examples that Gregory offers: Stalin, for the Soviets, to conquer the world, the revolution everywhere. Hitler, for the Germans, not to secure Germany, but to take land, conquer, dominate Europe, onto the world. And Xi Jinping, to conquer outside India, a borderland, South China Sea, to take over the whole world, to be the civilization that dominates. Apocalyptic thinking by three men who have momentum in their times. And Gregory explains why that's important, what it means, how difficult it is to stop momentum. Here's Gregory Copley introducing momentum for the authoritarians, 20th and 21st century. More of this later. Thank you.
It's absolutely correct. It's based on momentum. And in fact, it's based how you determine who's on your side is you have people mouthing irrational slogans and the like simply to prove that they're on board and on the team. And what we saw, for example, in the 1930s was that the New York Times would not criticize Hitler and the Nazi movement, or not even in support of the Jewish people who were known to be rounded up and incarcerated and killed, because they didn't want to speak out against this massive international momentum which Hitler had built up. And the Soviets did a similar thing, and Lenin used the phrase the willing idiots to describe people who would unconsciously do the bidding of the movement. And what we see today is this great apologia for the People's Republic of China based on the same process.